This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. It's about health. It's about wellness. It's about going to the next level in your health and in your life. That's what the show's about. And we're going to kick it off with Shonda. Hi, Shonda.
Hi, so how are you?
Living well, darling.
Great. I just want to let you know that I really enjoy your show, and you provide a great service to everyone. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, darling. You're welcome. How can I help?
Well, it seems as if I have a boil that's between my cheekbone and my nose, and I was wondering, first of all, where do boils come from? And second of all, what can I do about it?
And where is it located?
It's right between my nose and my cheek. It's not on the outside. It seems like it's on the inside. It's not external. It's internal.
Is it real sore?
Yeah, it's a little sore.
Yeah, it could be a little. It just could be formed by a little bacteria.
Okay.
And that's pretty common. Staph hangs out in there, too. So it's not like a staph infection. It's just like more of a staphylococcus bacteria. And not a big deal. I mean, do you get them all the time? Does it come and go?
Well, no. Actually, I hadn't gotten one in a long time. I'd say probably about 5 or 6 years. But it just seemed like this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they can. Nothing too much to worry about. I mean, for the most part, they'll typically go away, resolve. But what you don't want to do is irritate it, pick at it, you know, that kind of thing. Just really try to leave it alone. Because the more, there's so much bacteria underneath your fingernails, just naturally, that's just where a lot of it hides. And if you get in there and start kind of, you know, messing with it, sometimes they can get infected, and that's when it becomes a big mess. So you want to steer clear of that as much as possible. But, you know, as far as just, you know, is it real big or just kind of small, like a little, like a BB size?
Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, if it gets red and it really starts hurting a lot, you probably want to go see your doctor for sure and just let him take a look at it. The big thing you have to worry about with those is if it gets infected. That's the big challenge. And, you know, for the most part, those tend to resolve on their own. But if it sticks around longer than, you know, they always say, just so you know, rule of thumb, a lot of docs will say if it sticks around longer than 2 weeks, then you need to get it checked out to get something done, you know. So just keep that in mind, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Jake. Hi, Jake.
Doctor, thank you. 70-year-old diabetic with ED, and my body does not produce semen. Well, for several years, I was on oral medication, which I had a lot of ups and downs, but a new doctor gave me, I'm taking 26 units of Lantus as a base every day and 5 units plus of Novolog.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we're dealing with diabetes, you're dealing with, you know, ED or erectile dysfunction, a couple things to think about that are really, really important. Okay. Now, first, you've got to get your diet under control. That has to be a key. So you start eating the right kind of foods, proteins, fats, carbohydrates in balance, especially the proteins and the fats, because when you're dealing with a blood sugar condition like diabetes, you want to keep everything balanced so your weight stays under control, your fitness levels will stay high. If you start exercising, so at least 4 to 5 days a week is usually recommended just for a good lifestyle plan. You know, that's critical. Now, on the flip side, if you're talking about ED, you know, it depends. They really do go hand in hand. And if you've got any type of blood sugar related issue, sometimes it can affect kind of your performance, for sure. A couple things to think about, though, while you're going through this is as your fitness level improves. Okay, so you start dropping belly fat, you get in shape, cardiovascular shape increases, then the blood flow is going to increase as well. Now, from a chemical perspective, you can get some blood work done with your primary care doctor, and they can take a look at things and many times can look and find certain reasons why maybe some of the performance is lacking. Okay, so there's some tests and things that they can do. Also, from a nutritional perspective, you can look at things like nitric oxide, which combine together. Okay, so you got L-arginine, L-citrulline. Both of those together form the NO2. They've done numerous studies on that and have seen some just amazing results with guys that deal with that. And I'll tell you kind of an old school treatment that doctors have used for years is coffee, believe it or not, and caffeine and high amounts of caffeine from like green tea and that sort of thing. Caffeine is in the same category, drug class category, as a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. And so those are your Cialis and your Viagra and those sorts of things. So it's in the same category. And believe it or not, guys that drink, and this is not a free ticket to start drinking pots of coffee so you have better performance, but it does do a similar mechanism. I mean, obviously it's in the same class, so it can help. But anyway, a couple things to think about. It's about getting your good foundation, though. Don't think it's just one thing or taking a supplement like tribulus or maca root, and that's going to just kind of correct everything. It's really not. It's a combination. And your mind plays a big role, too. With ED, huge issue in your mind. So as you get your mind to relax and you remove stressors from your life, then that can make a huge difference in overall performance. Okay, so just a couple things. But the diabetes, that's a big one. Get that under control. Start making some radical changes. And then you'll probably notice some great changes, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Or you can go online. Why? Because we want to see you get well. That's the truth. And it starts in your mind. Everybody thinks it starts with a pill, but it actually starts in your mind. That's where some of the greatest victories happen, especially with your health. Yosemite officials, they're saying they're informing another 230,000 summer visitors of a hantavirus outbreak. Officials at Yosemite National Park told another 230,000 people who visited the park last summer about a hantavirus outbreak that occurred there in June. But according to the LA Times, those who were sent the informational letter via email on Wednesday did not stay in the area of the park where the outbreak was reported, but park officials wanted to quell the fears of any concerned guest. So thousands of letters have already been sent to visitors who did stay in the affected area in tent cabins in Curry Village in the High Sierra Loop. According to the newspaper, the new letter tells recipients that your recent overnight visit to Yosemite did not include a stay in lodging where the known hantavirus infections might have occurred. However, we wanted to take this opportunity to increase public awareness about the hantavirus. Nevertheless, we want to ensure that our guests have accurate and current information on the hantavirus. So hantavirus can take up 6 weeks to surface with symptoms and spreads through the urine droppings or saliva. Something to think about. It's been kind of a hot topic, but over there in Yosemite, beautiful area. Just a little FYI.
Hey. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. We're going to go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Well, I'm actually calling about my husband. Ever since we've been married, he has had really bad indigestion. Sometimes it will keep him awake at night. He doesn't get a restful sleep. He's in really good health. Exercises regularly, and I try to make sure that we have balanced meals with plenty of, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. But I'm just wondering, he has a hard time just processing food in general, so I'm not sure just kind of what we could do about that. One thing, too, about him, he gets really anxious while he's eating.
I think the biggest issue when you're having chronic digestive issues, you know, it just becomes a real challenge. You've got to kind of back it off and just kind of start from scratch. And I like, you know, I'm not an extremist by any means when it comes to eating. I think that you need to have good, healthy foods. I think that, you know, there are certain principles to follow. You want to reduce inflammation as much as possible. But at the same time, you know, building a good bacterial flora with fermented foods, fermented vegetables, with things like probiotics, those are all really important and just kind of basic, but very, very simple to do. You just got to kind of get a game plan. Now, other issue that's very important too in this with the digestion is making sure the body, that he breaks things down. A lot of times if you don't break your proteins down well, as you get older and stress levels get higher, we start losing our hydrochloric acid a little bit in our stomach, which helps break the proteins down. And if you don't break them down, they can kind of putrefy, and that's where you get a lot of the gas and the odor that comes along with that. I know that's real pleasant to talk about, but it's the truth, and it does. It makes a big difference. So digestive enzymes, betaine hydrochloride, which is called HCl or betaine HCl, if you go to a health food store and ask them that, those are great. I mean, they both can help tremendously. There's also what are called proteolytic enzymes. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found primarily in foods like pineapple. You may have heard of bromelain, which is a big one. But, yeah, I mean, that helps tremendously, breaking down the foods and increasing digestion. I mean, when you eat a meal, for the most part, you shouldn't be gassy and bloated. Now, if he's like that all the time, he may even want to back it down a kind of another notch or another level. Go meet with maybe a doctor, someone, a nutritionist that can kind of walk him through maybe some form of cleansing time, you know, as far as cutting his foods back in a certain way, going really bland, maybe even using some different juicing methods and that sort of thing. And what it'll do is it clears out the digestive tract very well. If he's got any kind of yeast or fungal-related infection that might be in the gut, there are things like oregano oil and black walnut and wormwood, things that can kind of clear some of those issues out as well. So, I mean, it just depends. And that's why you might want to get someone involved rather than just kind of talking about it. You really can get in and find out, or get someone to dig in and find out exactly what's happening. So just a thought as you're going through that. But, yeah, I mean, digestion is a big deal. Probiotics are one of the best things you can do as far as the supplement goes, and getting it from the food supply, you know, from the fermented dairy, goat's milk, goat's yogurt, kefir, that kind of thing. Makes a big deal. So keep me posted how that goes. Check us out online. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. Or you can, of course, call right now, 888-283-7272. Annette, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey. I am very overweight. And in June, I bought your book, and I started changing what I ate. And I started walking every day.
Good for you.
At least 6 days a week. Yeah, and I feel unbelievably better.
I'm so glad.
I do. I really do. And so I'm just determined to stay with it and, you know, just keep on, because I want to live and, you know, enjoy things. Okay, but I've run into a problem of late, and I don't really know what to do about it. It doesn't happen all the time. It's real random. But sometimes when I have to sit for a long period of time and then I get up, the inside of my leg, it is very, very painful. And so I stand up, you know, and I kind of like grit my teeth and kind of just start walking around. And after a few minutes, I can kind of like walk it out. It's still, I feel it, but it's not as severe. And so my question is, if I've described it well enough, I mean, is there something I should do for this, or will it kind of work itself out as my weight goes down?
Is it only in that one area?
Yeah, it's just on the left leg, just in that, you know, one place. It kind of goes down my leg, but not as far as to where my knee is. It's just, you know, right up top there.
Does it shoot, or is it like a numb type pain, stabbing, or prickly? What's the pain like?
No, when I'm seated and I'm fine, and then I stand up, and the minute I put my weight evenly, it's like, oh, you know, and I kind of have to,
right.
I can't take a step without sort of working it out.
I would go see either a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician and let them work on it, because it's probably just a nerve that's got some irritation. It could be your sciatic nerve. Your sciatic nerve is really, really big. I mean, it's probably about the size. And I'll just give you an example. Have you ever seen string, the big thick pieces of string cheese? It's about that big around. So it's a big nerve, largest one in the body, and it goes through the piriformis muscle, this little muscle kind of in your glutes. And if it gets irritated at all, or that little muscle that goes in spasm, it feels exactly like what you're talking about. It kind of goes down in that area, down to the side, down to the leg a little bit, and you have to kind of work it out a little before you can actually get moving. So if a PT or a DC, a chiropractic physician, they're really good at some of the techniques they have to work on that, relieving not just the pain, but putting the structure back where it needs to be. So just losing the weight won't make that go away. It's probably an issue that's been there for a while, but now it's getting irritated. And more than ever, now's the time to get it done and then to get it checked up probably at least once a month minimum, to make sure that as you're exercising and doing what you do, and as your body's kind of shrinking down now, that your structure stays in line, and you know, you can maintain that to a great level. So that's just a couple things to think about for that. But I'm so excited for you. Just way to jump in with both feet and make it happen. You know, we're here for you along the way. Call anytime. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule, even if there were flexibility there. it would still be up to Congress, because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad, and Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now are to jump 4%. Well, that's exactly what we all need, isn't it? U.S. families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually in 2012, with workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage, revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser. The Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies with many lower wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower wage firm on average contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing. And I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful. Look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It's going to be incredible, I think. Something to keep your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, of course, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do to their reimbursements and getting the money from insurances. So it's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and the HCL and cod liver oil. But I got kind of a stroke congestion. I couldn't get it clear off. I had a cold and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. And I went to another doctor at a med station, an older guy who worked at a ER hospital. He's retired and he works at the med station. He put me on Gaviscon and acid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist. So I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing. And he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL, hydrochloric acid. And he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week. And he said, I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach. And he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was, had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters. And then he put me on an acid called Zigarette with Oprazole in it. And he wants me to take that the rest of my life and a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, at first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, you just actually got scar tissue built up in the esophagus. And I'm just wondering, something other I can take than that cigarette to get off that? Is there something natural? Or?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that. And if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling. See if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that. And then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines. And would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you had too much acid coming up, then you're too acidic. You got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues. And that's probably what kind of along the lines you want to think. But yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. You're asking my thoughts. That's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean for the most part toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy, and just, but medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where you don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be, because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's. And when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal, okay? So I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com, Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well, because, of course, you get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. We've got one coming up, and we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine, and they do a urine test, and mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless, and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that, you know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen, because I've seen some research behind that, kind of like what you're talking about. So kind of in the middle, because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. And you get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done. The doctors are pretty, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor is having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also, you got different supplements out there that can help: zinc, sal palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I can eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds. They're great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll keep DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit, and then go to your doctor, and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
I'd welcome 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like?
I mean, that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You know, you've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, Asa, you are what you eat. And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I've realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. Like I say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, you know, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, you know, between one and two meals a day. You know, I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, you know, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle's been like. And, you know, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, you know, I'm pretty young, and I kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, you know, kind of your almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, you know, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, you know, to drink that much, you know, obviously. To put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So that's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? You just, are you, you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
I don't know. It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college, and it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying, and that's, I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose. And I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do. I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life. But I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, at the same time, is that, are you happy doing that? Or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, if you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, it's going to cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, I'm the very occasional diet where I don't have a drink. You know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person. I definitely know kind of what I'm doing, but from your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet, and mm-hmm. you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook. And you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit? I guess
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first, and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. So that's why you say on the occasional time where you don't drink, you feel clear. Well, that clear is your body getting back into balance. And that's what I would shoot for. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive and make you feel a little bit better, too. That's my hope for you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.